WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Amy Mann became a pop star in the 80s with her band Till Tuesday, which had a number of hit singles. Since beginning a solo career in the 90s, though, Mann has maintained a lower profile and focused on quality work, such as her contributions to the soundtrack of the Paul Thomas Anderson film Magnolia, which included her Oscar and Grammy-nominated song Save Me. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Mann's new album, called Charmer, finds the musician engaging in new and sometimes surprising roles.
If you listen to the music on Charmer, hearing Amy Mann's vocals as just another of the lilting instruments, you'd probably think the album was just what the title says, a charmer. The melodies have an airy quality, at once floating and propulsive. And even without fixing on the words, you can hear that they're very metrically precise, with carefully counted out syllables and tight rhymes.
Daisy, you shouldn't do the things you do, but you're just so incapable of changing. You lie so well, I could never even tell what were facts in your artful rearranging.
Once you key into what Mann is singing about, her new album takes on another dimension. Early on, in songs such as Disappeared and the one I just played, Labrador, there seems to be a streak of masochism, or at least self-criticism. In Disappeared, she refers to herself as a gullible stooge who's become the latest victim of a guy who drops relationships with a chilling abruptness. And on Labrador, she's the dog. Quote, "When we first met, I was glad to be your pet," she sings, "like a lab I once had." But Mann really isn't into self-abasement. She gets in a good jab at the disappeared guy as a forgotten face behind a beard. And she tries on an array of different roles in other songs. One striking composition, Gumby, takes a point of view I don't think I've ever heard in a pop song. She's the woman in a relationship urging her guy to pay less attention to her and more attention to his daughter, whom she feels he's neglecting.
You should call your daughter again. Don't call me. Call your daughter. I just can't do anything. Can't do anything right.
In the past, Mann's natural tendency to sing with a rather blank affect, allowing the listener to project whatever he or she wants onto her vocals, has occasionally come across as remote or detached. I heard this habit as part of her rejection of the "Look at Me" stardom after the success of Till Tuesday, a period of her life that she has repeatedly said she didn't particularly enjoy. But on Charmer, she really commits, she's thoroughly engaged, as when she trades verses with James Mercer from the band The Shins on the terrific song Living a Lie.
A girl comes around at a time when you're ground is as shaky as leaves on a tree, creating for you a persona or two, or an out-and-out mythology. Now there's too many cooks, but you like how it looks when they're bowing and calling you boss. But the powers that were invested in her, and now winning means taking a loss. I'm living a lie. You're living it too, 'cause I live it with you. I'm living a lie. A lie I can't tell. So wait for the crack in the shell.
When you've listened enough to all 11 songs on Charmer to form a complete experience, you can take it in as a song cycle about getting rid of a cynical frame of mind, of distancing oneself from people who are dragging you down, of building a life that's not, as she sings, living a lie. I'll use a cliche that Amy Mann never would. Charmer is about the power of positive thinking, but without the false cheeriness. She may have named her record company Super Ego Records, but she's trying to work with a disciplined id.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Charmer, the new album by Amy Mann.